Well, it's great to have with us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona, Indians catcher Roberto Perez. And certainly this is a guy that made his presence felt late in the season for the Indians. Did a great job behind the plate. Roberto, great to have you with us as part of Wahoo Week. And, boy, let's talk about last year and how you build from last year. What do you take from last year that you now carry into this 2017 season?
I think my confidence. Early on the year, I had surgery on my thumb, and it was hard to come back. I went through a tough time, you know, never been hurt in my whole career. These guys were winning. We were winning. We were on a 14-game winning streak. I was rehabbing. It took me a while, almost 2 months. And when I was rehabbing, you know, Gomes got hurt. So right. They kind of like rushed me back. And I was ready to play defense and catch, but I knew my hitting wasn't there. So I just kept working, and that's the first thing Tito said, you know, just come here and take care of the pitching stuff. And that's what I did. I kept working with my hitting, and at the end of the season, as you guys could see, I mean, I was ready.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about Game 1 of the World Series. I'm sure everybody's asked you about this, but every kid dreams of hitting in the World Series, hitting a home run in the World Series. You hit two. I mean, just talk about that. That does almost seem surreal to you right now.
I'm still kind of like, if you talk about it, now you're just talking about it, I know it already happened, but but man, it took me a while to kind of like settle and think about it and watch it. But it was awesome. I really had a good time. I had a lot of fun. You know, I think that's a kid's dream when you're that young and to play in the World Series, and to do it in front of my family, that was a, you know, dream come true.
So they were all in the house? Most of your family was there?
Yeah, I mean, they have a tough time coming, you know, during the season, and, you know, they were able to come at that time, and they have fun watching me play.
And yet, in talking to guys down in the clubhouse and here at the table, this team isn't satisfied. They're not satisfied. Oh, we got to the World Series. It was great. There's a hunger I sense that, man, we fell a little bit short. We've got some unfinished business, per se.
Yeah, I think everybody came into spring training ready to go. I think we were one game away to win the World Series, and everyone know what it takes to get there, and I think everybody's hungry to get back to work, and we're excited about this upcoming season, and I mean, I can't wait.
Again, we're talking with Indians catcher Roberto Perez as he joins us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. I want to ask you about working with pitchers like Corey Kluber, like Danny Salazar, Carlos Carrasco, Josh Tomlin, Andrew Miller, Cody Allen. I mean, what's it like to sit behind the dish and catch those guys? I mean, one of the best pitching staffs in the American League, but what's it like to flash the signals to them and catch from them?
I mean, it's an honor, I think, you know, to have a pitching staff like that. There's a lot of responsibilities behind the dish. But I prepare myself a lot, and more than I used to, especially like guys like Corey Kluber that I didn't catching that much before last year and in 2015 when Jan got hurt also. But I think you just gotta be able to talk to them and what they like to do to a hitter, and like try to be in the same page, and you gotta know what their strengths are and like weaknesses. And you know, at the end of the day, you just go out and call their strength.
And Roberto, I'm sure, aside from Mickey, you and Jan know these guys better than anybody. As you just said, all their idiosyncrasies. What works for Corey, what Corey likes, is different than Danny, which is different than Cody, which is different than Andrew. I mean, you have to have a pretty special one-on-one with each one of those guys.
Yeah, I think Mickey does a pretty good job of meeting with us and finding that game plan for that game. And I mean, these guys, they work so hard. I mean, they put a lot of work in the off season, and then it carries over to the season. And I mean, they're gamers. When they get the ball, and it's just they just want to compete.
Before we let you go, talk about your off season. Once Game 7 ended, to you know, a couple of weeks ago when pitchers and catchers reported, do you just get away from it for a while? Talk a little bit about when you got back into baseball. How does an off season work for a catcher?
You know what? You know, actually for me, you know, I had a baby in the World Series.
Oh, congratulations!
So, yes, thank you.
What'd you have?
I had a baby boy.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah. So then I wait for like a week and a half or 2 weeks in Cleveland, hang out there, you know. And then I went home to Puerto Rico, spent time with my family. I actually took my I got two boys, but I took the other one to Disney World. And I mean, we went home, and I eat, you know, spent time with my family, my mom, and you know, it was great to see my family and friends. And December, I went back to work.
Very cool. Favorite Disney World ride? What'd you like the most?
No, I didn't ride anything. Like,
you're like
I
me.
I went to see Mickey Mouse.
you're like me. I'm not a ride guy.
No, I just wanted to spend time with my family, because during the season you don't get to spend as much time. But it was nice to go out there and just forget about
decompress.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Yes. Well, again, congratulations on a terrific end of the year last year. Boy, you and Yan behind the plate, what a great tandem for the Indians. What a luxury to have two outstanding catchers, and you guys both handle it very, very well. That's a credit to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roberto. Appreciate you stopping by. Roberto Perez joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Oahu Week coverage.